Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray. This is a time that's just for you. We're going to slow down, take a pause, take a deep breath, and refresh your soul with God's word, his promises, and a practical soul care tip so you can restore peace to your emotions and your body. They're all interrelated. When God said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, it's saying that every part of us God cares about. How you feel matters to God. You matter to God. May is a month of Mental Health Awareness Month. Did you know that? I love this topic because many people find it difficult to talk about, but I find it easy because as we look into God's word, we see that God loves every part of our wellness. And so it's my joy to share things that in my 10-year journey to restore peace and calm to my emotions and body, because I experienced panic attacks as a new mom. This happened 11 years ago, and I just had my baby boy. It was a second baby boy I had. I have Josh and Caleb. Now they're teenagers. So it's wonderful to be able to share all the things that have helped me to help you so that we can get encouraged. The question we have today we want to answer is, how do I know if a voice, a question I have, or self-doubt I have, whether that's from God, or is it from myself, or is it from somebody else that might be adding pressure or stress into my life? Because expectations are really hard to manage, especially if we care about this person that might be putting expectations on us, or it's somebody we admire, somebody that's an authority, or somebody that we look up to or want approval from or gain favor from. So I don't know what person might be popping in your mind as I talk about expectations, or there are expectations we put on ourselves that aren't so good, right? That give us stress, give us anxiety. And there are certain roles and responsibilities that aren't necessarily all healthy, meaning we want to be there for others, but sometimes there are things we need to let them go because God never intended for us to carry them indefinitely. That's the thing that's kind of tricky about taking care of others or serving, whether that's church or maybe even in friendship. Things that God has called us to do at one point in a season in our lives may have been good for that particular season, but God may be asking us to let them go right now. So friend, I just really want to ask you, what is something that God has been touching your heart? God is very quiet. His voice is very quiet. What is something he wants you to be able to let go of because he wants to add something new and different in your life? He's trying to usher in a new change. I love that it's summer and spring is just full of wonderful reminders that there's always something new God's doing in our lives. There's always something that he wants to grow or nurture. So this is our topic for today because it's Mental Health Awareness Month. One of the biggest challenges to our mental health well-being with God is kind of differentiating which voice is really God's. Is this us doubting, or could it be something we need to do? I'm going to give you some tips on today's show that will help you to discern, give you some tips to grow in confidence as you have that conversation with God.
Well,
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Well, because Mother's Day just happened yesterday, I cannot help but think of this as a story I want to share with you. So for Mother's Day, I'm reminded always of being taken back to when my kids were little. One thing I love to do for Mother's Day, to celebrate Mother's Day, is to sit down during the weekend of Mother's Day and watch old videos of the kids when they were babies or toddlers or just fun time in their lives. And I like to watch it with my two kids. So even though my boys are teenagers now, Josh and Caleb are 14 and 17. That's what we do every year. Mom wants to watch those videos. We took all the time and effort to record those videos. And so I love watching them. And they're so fun to watch. And it's really good for the kids too. It reminds them that I'm their mom. I love them. And we've shared many memories together, because when they're little, now that they're older, some of those memories they don't remember. But as we look back on them, we realize, wow, we did so many things. And it's fun for them to see themselves also as little toddlers or babies. And so it's a wonderful metaphor, because one thing that we always know as moms is we recognize the cry of our kids. When you're at church, you're in what we call the cry room, and you can hear which child is yours. If you hear your baby crying, you're going to be the first one to jump up and go see how your child and your baby is doing. And it just reminds me that God's voice, we recognize his voice, and God knows our voice, and it's very unique. So the things that God may be calling you to do, they may be very unique to what he wants you to do. And maybe nobody else might understand that, but if we can grow in confidence that we are hearing God's voice, that'll help you to be able to take steps to letting go of certain responsibility or changing things. There's a passage that I love I would like to read to you now. It's from scripture. It's from John chapter 10, verses 1 to 18. And as I read it, I want you to notice what words are kind of sparking out to you. Okay? See what the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you today. Jesus is speaking. He says, "Truly, truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. Then the one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he's brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They'll come in and go out and find pasture. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I've come so that they may have life and have it to the full." And it goes on. You can listen to this in your own quiet time. But what are some of the words that kind of drew your interest? One of the things I wanted to point out as we talk about this whole question of, is it God's voice or somebody else's voice? And which way should we go? What decision are you trying to figure out right now with God? Well, God's voice, it says, leads us to more life. So if there's a voice that is leading you towards stealing your joy, stealing your peace, I think that's a good tip for us to say that God's voice, the shepherd, your loving shepherd's voice, always leads you to life, always leads you to hope. And the fruits of the Spirit is a really, really good telltale sign. The fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And so depending on that voice, is it bearing the fruit of joy and peace and kindness and gentleness? That is also another good way to see. It's like a litmus test. Is this voice coming from God, or is it coming from maybe a voice of the past or somebody that isn't where God wants you to be put in the direction of? The shepherd also cares about the sheep. It says the hired hand doesn't care about the sheep. And so it's really important that sometimes there are people that might make us feel guilty for letting go of a certain role or responsibility. And it's very interesting that we find the sheep run away from the hired hand. That's what it says. So it isn't that you're leaving an obligation. It says they run away from a stranger. So sometimes, quote unquote, leaving is actually the right direction because you're following Jesus. In order to follow where Jesus wants to give you rest, he wants to give you peace and joy, he wants you to prioritize your wellness, you may have to leave. Leave. What is that God wants you to leave? And it may feel difficult because other people may not understand. But if you focus on what God is saying to you, what he wants for you, that can give you confidence to just take one step towards what gives you peace and joy and wellness and makes your life more in the direction of following Jesus. Now, some of you might feel, well, but I feel God might be challenging me. What if God is challenging me and I need to take this challenge, even if it's hard and painful? Well, remember that this time for soul care is focused on your well-being. There are times where God calls us to serve him, and it's about serving him with your heart. But there are many ways to serve God, isn't there? There isn't just one way. We can serve God in a way that also takes care of our soul, our wellness. God would never want you to be more burdened or to break your health, your emotional well-being, your social well-being, your spiritual well-being, or your physical well-being. How do I know that? It's not because of what Bonnie says. It's what scripture tells us. So here's a third important reference point for you that will help you. It's from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 29. Come to me, those who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for I am gentle and humble in heart. Learn from me, and you will find rest. This is a very important ingredient to knowing if it's God's voice. Jesus is gentle and kind and humble. Not only that, when you feel weary and burdened, does it say that Jesus will add more burden to you? Does it say he will add more pressure for you? No. Jesus says you will find rest for your soul. As you replenish your wellness, you may come to a different season in your life where you may take on something again, or you may return to something. But it doesn't mean that you need to keep holding on to doing something if it's adding more burden and taking rest in your soul from you. So I hope that this has been a helpful, encouraging time for you, that these scriptures, one of them may be speaking to you now. And I believe it is, because our loving shepherd speaks each person by name.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
So today, I'd like to invite you to breathe in a breath prayer. I want to invite you to pick up a copy of my book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. Because this month for May, I have a free gift. You're going to get 5 audio quiet times for scripture meditation. It's guided quiet time for meditation. Second, you'll get a 5-day devotional called Your Worth Taking Care Of. Third, you'll get 12 breath cards. They're a printable collection that you can print out. And it's a wonderful way to be reminded of God's word because his voice is gentle and quiet. So we need those spaces, those reminders to help us to listen for God's quiet voice. Go to thebonniegray.com/May, M-A-Y. thebonniegray.com/May, M-A-Y. I also want to thank you for making Breathe the number one audiobook for the past 5 straight weeks now. And so I thank you for that encouragement to my ministry. If you haven't done so yet, pick up a copy of the book to give as a gift to encourage another woman, or you can pick up the audiobook so that I can guide you to 21 different stressors and solutions. I'd like to have you breathe in a breath prayer based on today's promise, which is from Matthew 11:28. Come to me, those who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Inhale, come to me. Exhale, I will give you rest. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that your voice is always kind. Your voice is always gentle. And we know when we follow you, we can always find rest. Give us wisdom to hear your voice and give us courage to let go of the things that you want us to loosen our grip on. And give us, illuminate in our minds what you would like to add into our lives so that we can be replenished and naturally flow out to love others. Just like a river receiving rain from the sky flows to give life in its path in the river. In Jesus' name, amen. Our soul care tip today, I didn't forget, I wanted to leave it at the end, which is to listen to sounds in nature. It's so wonderful. Spring is wonderful. Is there a spot where you can just hear some sounds outside? It could be trees as they have their leaves returning, the rustling of the wind. Is it the birds, even in the evening? And there's more sunlight now later. What is your favorite sound in nature, friend? What is that? For me, I love listening to the wind blow through the leaves. Birds, of course, are a close second. I love that. They usually go hand in hand. Where there are trees, there's going to be birds. Stop and listen and enjoy God's restorative sounds in nature. Research at Pennsylvania State found that simply listening to sounds in nature recovers your positive mood better than the sounds of voices and cars. Isn't that fascinating? It's not the voices of people or cars. It's the sound of nature. Another Swedish study found that relaxing sounds of nature, whether recorded or live, like bird singing, ocean waves, rain, lowers the stress hormone levels and shifts the brain into a relaxed state faster than without them. So go outside in the sounds of nature and play those recorded sounds indoors even. You will feel better. That's just the way God created our bodies. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want to invite you to invite a friend to listen to this podcast, Breathe, and could ask for a wonderful blessing and a favor. I would love if you can hop over to put a rating, put a review on Breathe. It really helps other people find this podcast and bless our community by putting down a review. And pick up a copy of Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.